சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 4. தக்ஷேத்ரம் எச்ச யாதிருச்ச யத்விகாரியதஸ்ச யத் ஸச யோ யத் ப்ரபாவஸ்ச தத் சமாசேன மே ஶ்ருணு. In this important Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga, we are seeing the topic of Aikyam or Asipada Vichara. Vichara means inquiry, Pada means the word, Asi means one. I am the Jivatma, is non-different from the Paramatma. That is the oneness or identical. Identity between individual self and the total self. That vibhaga, that knowledge, the discrimination or the difference between Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, or the difference between Atma and Anatma. Kshetram comes under Anatma, Kshetrajna comes under Atma. You can call it as Atma Anatma Vibhaga Yogaha. Same Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga means the distinction, the difference between Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, you can say, or you can say difference between Atma and Anatma. Kshetram is Anatma, Kshetrajnaha is Atma. So Lord Krishna pointing out, this body is called Kshetram. Idam Shariram Kshetram iti Abhidhiyate. Arjuna want to know what is Kshetram, what is Kshetrajnaha. Hey Arjuna, this body is called Kshetram. Not only this body, whatever you experience comes under Kshetram. Whatever you experience as an object, it is called Kshetram. The entire universe is an object of your experience. The entire universe is an object of experience. Therefore, the entire universe is also comes under Kshetram. That worldly objects are little away from you, but this object body is very close to you. Either it is close or remote, object is object. I gave the example, spectacles are very close to your body. Even though they are very close to your body, they are instrument only. The spectacles are instruments you are using, even though they are very proximate. You know that they are different from you. Similarly, even mind also you are experiencing, which is more proximate than body. Mind is more proximate to the Kshetrajnaha, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, therefore mind is also come under kshetram. Mind is also you are experiencing as an object. The mind, fluctuating mind, disturbed mind, relaxed mind, you are experiencing. The experiencer is known as the subject. The experienced entity is an object. This is simple grammar. From school days onwards, we know that. In 7th class itself, 6th standard itself, they teach you subject, object, instrument. So what do you experience come under object? The experiencer, you, is known as the subject. So subject can never be identical with an object. Subject is subject. Object is object. So I experience the body, mind and the world. All of them come under matter, principle, the objective universe, including your own body. Maybe it is 10 kgs more, also it is in matter only, objective universe. Therefore, then who am I? I am the subject, the experiencer, the user of the instrument, body, mind. I am the user of the body, mind, instrument, and through this body, mind, I experience the world. I experience the body through the mind. I lend sentiency to the mind. Through that sentient mind, I experience the body. Through the body, I experience the world. Very important principle in Vedanta we have to grasp. I am the subject different from what I experience is the object I have understood. Then, I the subject, who am I? Since I am the knower of the kshetram, my name is known as Kshetrajnaha. I am the knower of the kshetram. My name is called Kshetrajnaha. The knower of kshetram is called Kshetrajnaha. Kshetram janati iti kshetrajnaha. Simple. Since I am the subject, I am the experiencer of kshetram, my name is called Kshetrajnaha. Kshetrajnaha is none other than Sakshi Chaitanyam Brahma. I the Kshetrajnaha, the experiencer, or the knower, or the observer, or the awarer of Kshetram. Kshetram means body, mind, and worldly objects. Since I am the observer, experiencer, awarer, and experiencer, all are synonyms. Okay. One word Lord Krishna say is Kshetrajnaha. That Kshetrajnaha I am is limitless. I, the Kshetrajnaha, is the knower of all Kshetrams, limitless, not bound by time and space. As the Kshetram is available, I manifest through the Kshetram. I experience the world through the body, mind, medium, instrument. Then what is the next corollary? The properties of that body, mind, kshetram belongs to kshetram or kshetrajnaha. I experience the properties of the kshetram. Therefore, the attributes or properties, what are all I am experiencing, they belong to the kshetram, not to me, the experiencer. There is some dust on your spectacles, you are experiencing the dirt particle, which is the attribute of spectacles, or you the experiencer? You are seeing through your spectacles the dust particle. That dust particle belongs to the spectacles, not belong to you. I am using the spectacles. Similarly, I am using the mind and I am using the body, and the body mind has got lot of attributes, properties. All those properties, attributes belongs to the experienced object, not belong to me, the experiencer subject. Mind has got raga, dvesha, sukha, dukkha, kama, krodha, jealousy, hatred, lot of attributes are there in the mind. That properties are belong to the mind. I am the experiencer of the attached mind. I am experiencer of the hatred mind. I am experiencer of the negative mind. I am experiencer of the positive mind. I am experiencer of the dull mind. I am experiencer of the depressed mind. I am experiencer of the ecstatic mind. But I am not the mind. Who am I? I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witnesser, the consciousness principle, Kshetrajnaha. Body has got disease, body has got old age, body has got birth, body has got death. But I, the awareer of the body, is free from old age, death, disease and birth. I am free. Therefore, they put in the halls and all, they put switches, you know. And the switch upon that tube, fan, like that switches, names they write. Generally, in that. If you want a fan, you put the fan switch. If you want light, you put the light switch. If you want tube light, tube light switch. Similarly, having understood Kshetram and Kshetrajnaha, subject and object, Kshetram is object, Kshetrajnaha is the subject, having understood, now these are the two switches Bhagavan has given to our hands. Which is to switch you want to operate is your choice. I am Kshetrajnaha. Switch, if I operate, I am the enjoyer of this life. I can see the entire universe as a drama. You can enjoy. If I switch on the Kshetram, that means what? Switch on means what? I take myself as a body, mind, Kshetram. Even though I am healthy, if my putra is not healthy, there is a problem. My putri is not healthy, there is a problem. Because my body and related bodies' problems, I take as my problems. If I miss this Kshetrajna, Jnanam, what is the tragedy? What is the consequence? Just missing Kshetrajna is no problem. But I do not know what Kshetrajna, the experiencer, awareer, observer, knower, the subject, consciousness, Brahman, unlimited. If I don't know, no problem. But that ignorance of Kshetrajna leads to next, what? Then leads to identification with Kshetram. Just ignorance will not leave you alone. Remember, this is a caution. This is a caution. Every puff is a promise, they say. Every puff is a promise, and down what they write? Smoking is injurious to health. Like that, marriage, children, family, house, everything is a promise. For what? Joy. Anandamo anandam. Yes. But there is a caution. If you disidentify yourself as Kshetrajnaha, or if you do not know that you are the real Kshetrajnaha, if you have Kshetrajna Ajnanam, Aham Kshetrajnaha, the consciousness Ajnanam is there, definitely it leads to Kshetra Abhimana. Adhila Sandehame illa. Kshetra Abhimana, Kshetraki connected kutti, Kshetra Abhimana. So, grandson and granddaughter Abhimana, kutti kutti Abhimana. That Abhimana spreads like a banyan tree. That is called samsara. Ashvathamulam shuvirudhamenam. It's like a banyan tree. Samsara means what? Switching on to kshetram is called samsara. Switching on means identification. Your identification with your body will not end with that body only. My daughter. What am I going to give to my daughter? Ippudu ippudu plan. Daughter in law ki enna, daughter ki enna kudukanum. Enna? Kshetra abhimanam leads to two kshetra abhimanams. Daughter in law kshetra abhimana, daughter's kshetra abhimana. And you just distribute both of them and show. And they start quarreling, fighting. You give that to me, this to me. They both are, this old lady is suffering in between. Why? Because you have Kshetra Abhimana and you developed another Kshetra Abhimana. Because of that, samsara problem continues. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, may you use the Kshetram, but never have Abhimana on Kshetram. Kshetrajnaha is not connected to daughter or son or anyone. Why Abhimana? Once I have Abhimana means I am having Abhimana on my Deha and Artham. Therefore, that's why in meditation what I said, I am related to God only, not to anyone. Never give reality to those relations. If you are a real seeker of moksha, who are you now? Kshetram or Kshetrajnaha? Kshetrajnaha. Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, listen. Tatu Kshetram, what is its nature you should know? What do you mean by Kshetram? Just one word I said. But I want to talk about that Kshetram in detail. Yadruk, what is its nature? Yadvikari, of what effects come from out of that Kshetram? Also you should know, vikara means modifications, products, karyam, effects. Yatu cha yataha, from which effect comes, from which cause, which effect comes, you should know. Which product comes from which cause, also you should know. Either it is cause or effect or cause, or both cause effect. Adhi teriyanu. So I told you in the last class, scientists are not able to know who is Kshetrajnaha. They are not able to know. They concluded 96% of thing is dark matter, which is our Karana Shariram. What we say Karana Prapancha, that is dark matter 96%. 4% only is manifesting matter. What you are seeing is 4% of matter which is manifesting. 96% is not visible, it is in invisible form, Karanavastha. That is called dark matter according to their language. According to Vedantic language, dark matter, invisible matter is called Avyaktam Prakriti, which is Karanam. This 4% dark matter which is visible also, and the dark matter 96, visible matter is 4%. In the 4% also, what you are, scientists are struggling, they do not know why, how birth is taking place, how death is taking place. they do not know. In between, you know, any time, and who is going to win, you don't know. After results only you come to know. So other party says, I am going to win. That person says, I am going to win. Nobody knows until the result comes. And the Vartamana Kala, present time also, they do not know properly, unpredictable. In this 4% itself, you have ignorance. What we know? Tell me. People are knowing what? Except what is birth, what is death, what is happening present, they do not know. The Kshetram at 11 o'clock started hearing or speaking, become old by 12 o'clock, 1 hour old. But we never remember. 11 o'clock, we are sitting here nicely, and a jolly jolly will go out. But what is the fact? You have become 1 year old. As I am talking, body becoming older and older. Every second body is becoming older. But Aidi Kshetrajnaha, the experiencer of the body, which is becoming older and older, never be the older. I am ever same. That is why Kala Avadibhyam Nirmuktaha Aham Asmi. Body is having a vikara, yadvikari, that you have to know its vikara. Saha yaha tasmat, may you know the kshetrajnaha, the sakshi chaitanyam. What is the kshetrajna also, you have to know clearly. Yat prabhavaha, and its glory also. Kshetrajna glory, until now what you are listening, kshetrajna glory. Who is that Kshetrajna? I am. So Kshetrajna glory is Kshetrajna glory or my glory? Who am I? Kshetram or Kshetrajna? Confident as you know. Am I Kshetram or Kshetrajna? Kshetrajna. Because you are the knower of the body, knower of the mind, knower of the world. You must be the Kshetrajna. You cannot be other than Kshetrajna. Whether you know or not, you are Kshetrajna only. Okay. Yat prabhavaha. Because of this Kshetrajna, the matter, body, mind is enlivened, blessed by me. It is functioning. And I am not affected by that Kshetram. That is the boon. Boon like I, the consciousness Kshetrajna, Chaitanyam, I am not afflicted by the Kshetram, whatever is happening in any vikara in the body, mind, complex in the world. I am untouched because I am beyond. That is called transcending. Transcending the form is called transformation. What do you mean by transformation? Trans the form, that is Kshetram, is called transformation. That is called transcending. Now you have transcended from the body or not? Have you transcended now? Transcended means no, not going to trance. We are not talking about that trance. We don't want that trance. Here now itself you can trance the body mind complex. How? By understanding I am the witnesser of the body mind Kshetram, the formed one. I am the transcended one. Therefore, am I transformed or not now? I have transcended the form. Means what? I am not the form. I am formless. Consciousness principle. That is the prabhava. Because of my prabhava, this body is blessed. Mind is blessed. Entire universe, I am the lender of the existence. What a greatness. Shrunu samasena. Hey Arjuna, may you listen from me. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka 5. ரிஷிபிர்பஹுதா கீதம் சந்தோபிர்விவிதைஃ ப்ருதக் ப்ரஹ்மசூத்ரபதைஶ்சைவ ஹேதுமத்பிர்விநிஶ்சிதைஃ. Lord Krishna giving the endorsement, no, this is not my teaching, Arjuna. Whatever I am teaching here, it is already given in the Vedas. Therefore, I am just presenting the paper, thesis paper. Like, my thesis paper I am presenting, which I have already received from the Vedas. Therefore, Guru is just an instrument to unfold the Shastra. A Guru is a Guru who is holding the Shastra is the real Guru. All other Gurus are only inspiration-giving Gurus. Remember that. A Guru is one who is a Shrotriyaha, well-versed in Shastra, who can communicate all the time for a seeker. He is the real Guru, the one who removes my ignorance. All other Gurus are only the Gurus who are giving inspiration. You can have many inspirational Gurus. Nothing wrong. Mantra Guru, Diksha Guru. There is a Diksha Guru, Kula Guru, Family Guru, so many Gurus you can have. But you can have only one Guru, that Guru who holds the Shastra, unfolds the Mahavakya and makes you to see your true nature. That Guru is the Parama Guru, ultimate Guru. Your culmination of Guru, this searching, you have to end there. Therefore, our sampradaya, our parampara is Guru Parampara. Therefore, from childhood, we worship our Gurus. Ultimately, you go to that Parama Guru, where you stop further going to any Guru. What do you mean by Parama Guru? A Parama Guru is one who unfolds your real nature and stops you means he or she need not stop, you yourself stop going to other Gurus for Purnatvam. You won't go for Purnatvam. You have got Purnatvam from a Guru, is my Parama Guru, that's all, over. Then for academic purpose you go here and there and study, it is a different matter. But one Guru, Parama Guru, is one who opens my eyes, Jnananjana Shalakaya, with the help of Shastra. Therefore, Arjuna, you look at the Shastra, it is like this. Rishibhi Bahudha Gitam. This teaching, Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga, Atmanatma Viveka, this type of teaching, Ekam Sat, Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. This teaching is given by our rishis, ancient rishis, Bahudha, in many ways, with many techniques, with different methodologies they have presented. Rishibhihi refers to Smriti Prasthanam. Lord Krishna bringing Prasthanatrayam in one shloka. Gitam means Kathitam, Kshetra Kshetrajnayoho Yathatmyam, the true nature of Kshetram and Kshetra and their connection. Also, Yathatmyam, Kathitam, Gitam, sang. Gitam means sang. Sang means taught, revealed, unfolded. Rishibhihi. Kshetrajnaha in Taitriya language, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. The Kshetrajnaha Rishibhihi Bahudha Gitam. Bahudha means variously. Variously means what? Sometimes the Kshetra Kshetrajnaha, the Kshetrajnaha, Lord Krishna highlighting. Now, Kshetram is matter, Mithya, unreal. Are you interested in Mithya or Satyam? Satyam is Kshetrajnaha. So Upanishads are coming here to talk about Kshetrajnaha. Incidentally, they have to negate Kshetram, therefore they talk about Kshetram. Therefore, there is no tatparyam in Kshetram, but the tatparyam is in Kshetrajnaha. Therefore, Bahudha Gita means this Kshetrajnaha, sometimes they use the word as Atma. Sometimes they introduce the Kshetrajnaha as Drik. Sometimes they introduce this Kshetrajnaha as Purushaha. Sometimes they introduce the Kshetrajnaha as Sakshi. These are all not there in that sloka. Just Bahudha means, ungalku theriyanum illayo. Bahudha means Drugrupena, Athava Atmarupena, Athava Purusharupena, Athava Sakshi Chaitanya Rupena. Bahudha Gitam. All are one and the same. Different names. In many ways. Variously. Prithak. Vividhaihi chandobhihi. Not only Rishibhihi Gitam. This is Vividhaihi chandobhihi. Chandobhihi means here Shruti Prasthanam. Shruti Prasthanam means Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvana Veda. Shruti Prasthanam. This has been revealed distinctly by the Vedas through various Vedic hymns. Mantra Bhaga, Brahmana Bhaga of Vedas revealed this only. Vedic, the ultimate underlined, the topic in Vedas is Brahman, Kshetrajnaha. To reveal Brahman only, Vedas have come. Therefore, Vividhaihi Chandobhihi, not only that, Hetu Madbhihi. This has been taught through the Smriti Prasthana, means Yajnavalkya Smriti, Manusmriti. All those Smritis are also Parashara Smriti, all Puranas, 18 Puranas, Vashishtha Smriti, so many Yoga Vashishtham, so many Smriti talk about Brahman, and Vedas talk about Brahman. And Hetu Madbhihi, to with logical reasoning. Hetavaha Yuktayaha. Yukti, Hetu means Yukti. Yukti means logic. With logical reasoning, they present, they reveal. Hetu means reasoning. Hetavaha Yuktayaha Santi Yatra Iti Hetu Manti. Taihi Hetu Madbhihi. This has been taught or revealed through the logical reasoning. Convincing. Vinischitaihi Hetu Madbhihi. Why this logical reasoning? Why one has to sit and study all prasthanatrayam? Smriti Grandha Bhagavad Gita. Upanishad is Shruti Prasthanam. Brahma Sutra is Nyaya Prasthanam. Just you can sit at home and close your eyes and inquire, who am I? Why you have to struggle and go? I come here late today because of traffic. Why you have to come in traffic? Why you have to come all the way, crossing the traffic? Sit at home and say, Aham Brahmasmi. It is not happened for anyone by just sitting in meditation. It has to be analyzed with a logical reasoning. It has to be revealed through threadbare analysis without any doubt, without any vagueness. That is called Vinischitaihi Hetu Madbhihi Nissamshaya Jnanam. Yukti Yuktaihi Vinischitaihi means well ascertained by logical support. It's not a blind belief, just sit one day or 2 days in the class and nod your head, bada bada, besh besh, and clap adichi poradhukka illa idu. It is not a subject to clap and go away. It is not a subject to nod my head for a few classes and going away. If you want thorough knowledge, just as your children study, often I remind this example. Just as your children get the master degree after a long period, after long hard work. But aham brahmasmi matra, enak security venu, happiness venu, peace venu. What you do? Nothing. I prepare breakfast and lunch and come back and sit here and enjoy your speech and go away. And I want to get what? Mukti. ఎప్పుడు వరం అది వీక్లీ వన్ క్లాస్ అండ్ త్రూ అవుట్ ఇయర్ హౌ మెనీ క్లాసెస్ వీఆర్ అటెండింగ్ అది డౌట్ఫుల్ యువర్ సన్ ఆర్ డాటర్ గాట్ మాస్టర్స్ డిగ్రీ స్వామిని కెన్ యూ గివ్ మాస్టర్స్ డిగ్రీ అన్న ఐ వోంట్ గివ్ బికాస్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ ఈజ్ విజిబుల్ యు ఆర్ ద ప్రమాణం టు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ That's why the bearer of this letter is a jnani. No guru can give. Therefore, vagueless, doubt-free knowledge comes only by thorough study for a length of time. You have to dive deep into that shastra ocean. Otherwise, I am otherwise. If I am not... Vinischitaihi, see the words are very powerful. Vinischitaihi hetumadbhihi. This is revealed through yukti yuktam. That's why knowledge is a knowledge. It's not a belief. Aham brahmasmi is not a belief. It is a knowledge. 8 plus 8 is equal to 16. Is it a blind belief or knowledge? It's a knowledge, it's not a belief. No teacher can dare to say, all of you believe 8 plus 8 is equal to 16, my dear students. No. Similarly, tat tvam asi, you are that Brahman, all of you believe, I can never say. No teacher can say. A sampradaya guru can never say, you are the Atma, you must believe and close your eyes, you see your Atma. No sampradaya guru open such words, no? Such a words they never utter. What sampradaya guru says, may you understand that paramatma you are. Deha vilakshanaha, panchakosha vilakshanaha, sariratraya vilakshanaha, may you understand. It is a convincing knowledge, here, now, itself. It is not a posthumous. Jivan mukti. When you are Kshetrajnaha, after few years, or now. If you are not Kshetrajnaha now, you can never be Kshetrajnaha at any time. That's why Hetu Madbhihi Vinischitaihi. Therefore, don't be casual. Be serious. Serious and not face serious. Study must be serious. With smiling face, with gloomy face, you must be serious internally. You must be serious. There is where my words are very, very serious sometimes. Okay. Brahma Sutra Vadaihi, not only Shruti Prasthanam, Smriti Prasthanam, but Nyaya Prasthanam also. Shankaracharya takes Brahma Sutra Padaihi as Upanishadic statements. Brahma Sutra Padaihi, he takes it as Upanishadic statements. But some other commentators takes Brahma Sutra Padaihi as Vyasacharya's Brahma Sutra Padani. No much difference. Even you take Upanishadic statements also okay. Brahma Sutra Pada Vyasacharya Brahma Sutras also okay because Vyasacharya has analyzed only Upanishadic statements in Brahma Sutra. Therefore, you can take Vyasacharya's Brahma Sutra sutrani. So Brahma Sutra text you can take, or a cryptic statements of Upanishad, also called Brahma Sutram. Sutra rupena Brahman suchyate. So within a cryptic statement, tattvamasi shvetaketo, ayam atma brahma, prajnanam brahma, cryptic statement, Brahman is indicated. Therefore Brahma Sutram is also okay. Padam means padyate jnayate iti padam. Why it is called padaihina? Padam, it is called Brahma Sutra. Why it is padam? Padam means literal word is word. Word is why it is called padam. Through a word, you know that object. Padyate jnayate anena Brahma Suchaka padani iti Brahma Sutrani. Next shloka we will read. This Kshetrajnaha is revealed in Shruti Smriti Nyaya Prasthanam Brahma Sutra. They put together Prasthana Trayam. A mumukshu, a tevra mumukshu, who want to get liberation, who want to get moksha in this birth itself, that student has to study systematically first Bhagavad Gita. As Bhagavad Gita going on, they have to study Upanishads. As Upanishads are going on, side by side, they have to study Prakarana Grandhas, Rishibhihi Baudha Gitam. Therefore, we have to study. That's why we are studying Panchadashi, of whom? Vidyaranya, Rishi, Vidyaranya, Muni. Muni and Rishi, both are one and the same. That's why Panchadashi class for whom? Not for me, some people and chullakudad. If I am a mumukshu, Panchadasi is for me. If I am a mumukshu, Bhagavad Gita is for whom? For me only. Brahma Sutra is for whom? For me only. But Shastra is telling how many students are studying Prasthanatrayam. Therefore, one student is telling, you come to Swamini, where are other places classes? I said, I am taking Panchadashi Gita and all, you can come. Oh, there and all, you are so advanced. Na. I am advanced. Then what you do? Therefore, I can't come to the class. Na. Then when you will come, when you will understand? She is very eager to get moksha. But Panchadashi? Amu, I can't understand. Na. Your son or daughter says, the teacher is teaching a very tough subject, mathematics or English. I don't want to go to school. What do you say? What do you say? Nice, kanna, sit at home. I'll give you cashew nuts. You say like that to your son or daughter. When they say it is difficult, amma, naan school ku pomaten. The subject is so difficult. I am not able to understand. Therefore, what do you do? My dear son, you are so nice. Therefore, sit at home. I prepare cashew pakoda for you. Sit and eat. Do you say like that? What do you say? I will arrange a coaching for you, extra tutorials. You go to school and study. Amma, appa, evvala intelligent paarunga. Appa, nanu sollanama vendama? If it is difficult, why it is difficult? I have to make it easy. How can I make it easy? By attending, listening again and again. I have to listen again and again. If it is difficult, 10 times, 20 times, I can grasp what is wrong in that. But I have to grasp. I want to get moksha. I don't want to leave this. If you don't have that nischaya, guru also cannot do anything. Therefore, we should not have that what you call it as selective amnesia. It is called selective amnesia. I select whatever easy for me, I select. Whatever difficult, I push. Whatever easy means what? You don't want to improve yourself. You don't want to get higher knowledge. It is as good as saying like that, I don't want to improve myself. This is enough for me. And indirectly saying, I don't want to learn the tough subject. That means my intellect don't want to improve. It is as good as saying like that only. I want to tell you, see the importance of the study, otherwise you cannot get it. It is tough. Who said it is easy? It is the toughest task, I will tell you. Intellectual wise, body wise, mental wise, everywhere it is difficult. But for a person who is having willpower, it is easy. That is why Brahma Sutras are also important. Shruti, Nyaya Prasthanam, that is. Shruti Prasthanam, Smriti Prasthanam, Nyaya Prasthanam. Brahma Sutra is the advanced. And Prakrana Grandhas, Upanishads, and Bhagavad Gita. Thorough, thorough, thorough. Not by one reading, one listening. Until I get clarity, I have to continue. Appa ennaagu Swami, enak enna age varum? Why you bother about that? Don't bother how long it will take, how old you become, how much you grasp. Why you have to think? You need not think about that. Leave it. You do your effort. Put effort and study. What is that Kshetram? This is about Kshetrajnaha. If you want to understand you are Kshetrajnaha, study Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya Prasthanam. Where? I am only teaching. Okay. Another class I am taking. Already I have completed 6 Upanishads here. CDs are available. Other classes I am taking Upanishad. Other class I am taking Brahma Sutra. In other class also I am taking Bhagavad Gita. Wherever. That's why we take 4 or 5 places and 4 or 5 different timings. Eppadiyadu varuvane the student. Varuvane and student teacher may arranging class. But student eppadiyadu tappichindi. Eppadiyadu tappichindi manage pannindi irukka anna. Who is becoming thorough anna? Teacher becoming thorough. Okay. Next sutra. Shloka, Kshetram. What is a Kshetram? Beautiful presentation. 6th shloka.
Mahabhutanyahankarah. Buddhiram vyaktamevacham. Indriyani dashaikancham. Panchachendriya gocharaham.
Apart from subject, many times I take some drilling, no? So like other school teachers also, some teachers just teach a subject and go away. Some teachers, the drilling the mind of the student. You have to study in this manner. You have to prepare like this. Then only you get the rank. Then only you get gold medal. Then only you can go to so-and-so college. Then only you can get that so many marks. Then only, like that they say. Some teachers, like that some teachers I am also. Okay, I don't want just to teach sloka and go away. That's not my way of teaching. I want to emphasize that the importance of learning and your studious effort is also required. Okay. Now look into the Kshetram. Kshetram is Mithya, Anatma, Matter. Now matter is that it is a basic matter. It is not born. It is always there. That matter is just appearing and disappearing. That appearance of matter is called world. Disappearance of matter is called energy. Now the world, what you are seeing, is nothing but visible matter. It is not newly created. That is why we never accept world is created. We never accept. Why? World is nothing but matter. Matter can never be newly created. Matter is always there, either in invisible form or visible form. The visible form of matter is world. The invisible matter is called energy according to scientists. They also say no matter can be created anywhere, at any place, at any time. Now the Lord Krishna borrows Sankhya philosophy. They talk about the evolution of this creation. Sankhya philosopher present 24 principles which are the cause for this entire evolution. This creation is gradual or it is a revolution. The matter modification, it's vikara. Yadvikari, Lord Krishna said in previous shloka. The vikara, the modification, is it a revolutionary type or it is an evolution type, gradual? Your body from childhood to old age, it is revolutionary changing or gradually changing. That is why we do not know 11 to 12 we have become old because it is gradual. 11 to 12 you have become older and you look into the mirror, you don't know. Why? Because it is gradual. It is gradual. That is why in the change, entire universe is changing. Violently changing, gradually changing. That utpatti they call, this gradual modification, manifestation is called utpatti they call. And gradual disappearance, they call it as pralayam. Gradual visibility, gradual invisibility. Visible and invisible. Perceptible, imperceptible. This perceptible, imperceptible is only a change, a vikara. Nothing can be newly created. What is that basic first kshetram? Kshetra swarupam. It is a basic matter. Nama body kadai. Autobiography. Sila per atma kadha ani eluduva. Asala adu atma kadha illa, anatma kadha. Chinna vayasula, 4th standard, 5th standard, when we are studying, atma kadha ani story irukum. Their life history, autobiographic atma kadha ani per. What we thought, it is atma kadha. Later we come to know it is anatma kadha, kshetra kadha. Yes or no? I went so on so place, I have achieved this and that and all. What you have achieved with body mind? Anatma kadha. Therefore, anatma kadha, autobiography, we are listening now. What is that? This kshetram is of a nature of basic matter. 24 principles chart. Just I'll give you that chart, then you can understand the shloka easily. They talk about singularity. Only singularity means one point, dot, like singularity, they talk. That's what we say, Sankhya philosopher. But we differ from Sankhya in certain points. What way we are different, I need not tell here. You come to Brahma Sutra class, you understand. That same topic is going on there. Here I am presenting Sankhya philosophy's chart, evolution of this creation. First there was a prakriti, basic matter, number one. Prakriti, karanam. Then prakriti, the second stage of evolution is called mahat, avyaktam. Mahat or avyaktam is the second stage of evolution. It is the karyam, the product of basic matter, that is called prakriti. Prakriti can be called as pradhanam or maya in different names. Then third stage of evolution is called ahankara. Third stage of evolution is called ahankara, the cosmic ego. Then that cosmic ego, third evolution, which is karyam. What is the karanam for it? Avyaktam or mahat is the karanam. And ahankara is the karyam, the product. From that ahankara, again, three evolutions at a stretch comes. From ahankara, ఫస్ట్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇవల్యూషన్, సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇవల్యూషన్, థర్డ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇవల్యూషన్. ఓకే, ప్రకృతి, ఫ్రమ్ ప్రకృతి మహత్, ఫ్రమ్ మహత్ అహంకార. త్రీ స్టేజెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇవల్యూషన్. ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార యు హ్యావ్ టు డ్రా త్రీ లైన్స్. వన్ ఈజ్ సాత్విక అహంకార ఇవల్యూషన్, రాజస అహంకార ఇవల్యూషన్, తామస అహంకార ఇవల్యూషన్. వాట్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ సాత్విక అహంకార? మైండ్ కమ్స్, టోటల్ మైండ్, మనస్. ఫ్రమ్ సాత్విక అహంకార మైండ్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్. దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ రాజస అహంకార 10 sense organs ఆర్ బోర్న్, పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి, పంచ కర్మేంద్రియాణి. ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార రాజస అంశ, రాజసిక అహంకారాత్ ఇవల్యూషన్ హ్యాస్ కమ్. పంచ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి, పంచ కర్మేంద్రియాణి, కేర్ ఆఫ్ తత్వబోధ. ఐ ఆమ్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు టీచ్. శబ్దస్పర్శ రూపరసగంధ వాక్పాణి పాదపాయి ఉపస్థ, జస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్ ద నేమ్స్. దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో త్రూ వాట్ ఈస్ శబ్ద, వాట్ ఈస్ స్పర్శ, వాట్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఎ తత్వబోధ క్లాస్. దేర్ ఫోర్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ మై ప్రీవియస్ నోట్స్ ఆర్ సిడి. 10 sense organs, నాట్ యువర్స్ ఓన్లీ, ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్, ఆల్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గాన్స్ పుట్ టుగెదర్. దెన్ తామస అహంకార, ఫ్రమ్ దట్ వాట్ కమ్స్? 5 subtle elements విల్ కమ్. గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. ఓకే, ఫస్ట్ 5 subtle elements కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ తామస అహంకార. సో 10 elements కమ్స్ సటిల్ అండ్ గ్రాస్. నౌ టోటల్లీ హౌ మెనీ? 24. నౌ లుక్ ఇన్ టు ద శ్లోక. మహాభూతాని అహంకార బుద్ధి అవ్యక్తమేవచ. ద శ్లోక అప్పుడెప్పుడు జిగ్జాగ్ ఇరుకు, ఆర్డర్లో పొట్టుకున్నాం. ఫస్ట్ 1, అవ్యక్తం. అవ్యక్తం మీన్స్ ప్రకృతి, మూల ప్రకృతి, ప్రధానం ఆర్ మాయ ఆర్ ది అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి డివిజిబుల్ ఫర్దర్. దట్ ప్రకృతి, దట్ ప్రీవియస్ వన్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి డివైడెడ్ ఫర్దర్. ప్రకృతి, ప్రకృతి అలోన్ ఈజ్ దేర్. దట్ ప్రకృతి, మూల ప్రకృతి, వి కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ మూల ప్రకృతి. ఫ్రమ్ దట్ అవ్యక్తం వాట్ కమ్స్ నెక్స్ట్, 2, బుద్ధి. ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక లార్డ్ కృష్ణ యూజ్ ద వర్డ్ కాస్మిక్ ఇంటలెక్ట్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మహత్. కాస్మిక్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ మహత్. అవ్యక్తం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ ప్రకృతి. ఫ్రమ్ ప్రకృతి కాస్మిక్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్, మహత్. దెన్ 3rd ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అహంకార, కాస్మిక్ ఈగో. ఈగో మీన్స్ నాట్ ప్రైడ్ హియర్. ఈగో మీన్స్ బేసిక్ దట్ ఐ నోషన్, ఈగో. ఆల్ ఇన్ సెటిల్ ఫామ్. దెన్ 4th మహాభూతాని. మహాభూతాని మీన్స్ పంచ సూక్ష్మభూతాని. మహాభూతాని పంచ సూక్ష్మభూతాని. 10 indriyani, 10 sense organs, జ్ఞాన ఇంద్రియాణి అండ్ కర్మ ఇంద్రియాణి. ఐఎమ్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ రైట్ సైడ్. చార్ట్లో ఎన్న చున్నా, పంచభూతా చున్నా. సో ఎలిమెంట్స్ 1, రాజసంశ అహంకారాత్ ఇంద్రియాణి, సాత్విక అహంకారాత్ ఏకహ మీన్స్ మైండ్, ఏకం మనః. ఏకం మీన్స్ మైండ్. హౌ డు యు నో ఏకం మనః? ఓన్లీ కమెంటేటర్స్ రైట్స్. కృష్ణ మాత్రం ఏకం అని చొల్లిటారు. ఇప్పుడు కృష్ణ కమెంటరీయే ఇల్లన్నా, ఏకం మీన్స్ వాట్? బ్రహ్మమో, బ్రహ్మను ఓన్లీ ఏకం ఇల్లయా? ఏకం బ్రహ్మ నపుంసకలింగం, బ్రహ్మ నాల్సో నపుంసకలింగం, ఏకం బ్రహ్మ. ఫ్రమ్ ప్రకృతి బ్రహ్మను వందిటారు. దట్స్ వాట్ దే ఆర్ టెల్లింగ్. నో, ఫ్రమ్ మ్యాటర్ ఓన్లీ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈజ్ బోర్న్. ప్రియర్దో ఏకం అన్న బ్రహ్మన్ ఆహలామే అన్న. శంకరాచార్య సేస్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ మైండ్. దెన్ 5 gross elements have come, visible, perceptible elements. Totally, you count and come to the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.